So good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not a preacher or a minister. I'm just a veteran. And I just want to thank you all for blessing me to be with you today, to share some thoughts on our veterans, share some thoughts on my life as a military veteran, and just to help us understand how critical it is for all to have some sense of service, selfless service to our nation. My wife accompanied me today. She's not doing that well, but I wanted her to say a few words anyway.
Good morning. As Larry said, my name is Leanne. I too am a veteran. Spent 20 years on active duty, and I'm just grateful that today, in this time, I think Al mentioned how at one time veterans weren't honored. They weren't. Nobody really. I mean, the country, they existed. We knew that there were veterans, but there weren't any celebrations or honors. Or, in fact, we know most of us. I'm looking around this room. Most of us know that during the Vietnam War, veterans who came back to this country were treated very badly, and we still have veterans alive today who are from that era, and they're going through mental issues and all sorts of family issues, homelessness, and just a lot of grief. So those are the veterans that I think about when I think about Veterans Day. When Veterans Day rolls around, that's who I think about. And as I stated earlier today, this morning, I come from a military family. And my dad and uncle served in World War I, and my cousin served in Vietnam and in Korea. So I know the hurts and the problems that those veterans went through that era. But today, I'm just grateful that we do recognize our veterans, that we do honor them, that we do care for them and care what happens to them. And I'm grateful to be a part of that community of veterans, and even more grateful that I'm a woman veteran. There are many of us who serve, many women who serve. My story goes a little differently than most. As I mentioned this morning, I didn't come out of high school or college and join the military. I was 29 years old, and the thing for me that strikes me that I think about almost every day, not just Veterans Day, is that when I made up my mind that I wanted to join the military and I was able to do it, I thought it was me. For almost 20 years, I was talked about, you know, what I had done, what I accomplished, but I knew that it wasn't because of me. It was because of the path that was laid before me, before I even existed. My life, there was a plan for my life. And joining the military and working with younger soldiers, because I was older, I had a different perspective of things. And I was able to have an impact on them. I still hear from some of them today. So just to be able to serve them in that way and help them through things, different situations. You have a 17, 18-year-old that joins the military, goes to basic training, goes to what we call in the Army AIT, or job training, and they end up in Korea with, they've never been anywhere else but home with their parents. They have all this freedom, and they, you know, there's a lot of distractions, negative distractions. And, you know, they were getting into a lot of trouble. And just to be there and be able to help them through that and for them to seek my help and my service to serve them was just a blessing for me. So that part of my career and being today being recognized as a veteran just made it all worth it for me. So that's my little bit. That's what I wanted. I wanted to say more, but like I can't stand here very long. I just need to sit back down. But thank you for listening and hearing what I have to say.
So just a little bit of background on Leanne and I. You heard a little bit about us in the intro. Leanne served 20 years in the Army as a public affairs soldier and was stationed in several different places, Fort Meade, Korea, Germany, and she was also part of the media public affairs group that was prepared to take some journalists over to Desert Storm. But before they could get all their shots, the war ended. And that was one of the shortest wars that America has been involved in. But we're still out there trying to seek the peace. And so for me, I was drafted in the Army in 71, and I served till 97. I was 20 years old when I got drafted, and it was a significant change in my life, because prior to that, I was just having fun. You know, I was going to school, I was hanging out, just doing very much anything I wanted to do. And then Uncle Sam called and said, you know, he wanted to have a conversation with me. Suffice to say that was a 26-year conversation. But throughout those 26 years, I learned so much about myself. The Army allowed me to grow into who I am today, and certainly put me on a path that I'm still discovering who I am and how I can serve. But one of the major points of that service is the Army allowed me to impact the lives of others, put me in positions to impact the lives of others. And I could have a positive impact or a negative impact. And I was just so blessed to be able to have positive impacts throughout my career. And so Leanne and I had this discussion the other day about we oftentimes think that it's about us, but in actuality it's about something greater than us. And until you mature enough to recognize that it's something else, then you'll never be able to truly serve people without wanting to be recognized for that service. As mentioned, I served in public affairs. My first real military assignment was with the 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment, and it was in Fulda, Germany. We often read about the Fulda Gap in our histories. Well, that's where I was stationed, and it was along the east-west German border. And we had border surveillance duty 24/7. And to see, we had 5,000 soldiers across 340 kilometers of the east-west German border, and our duty was to be the eyes and ears of the United States Army to see if anyone transgresses that border. We were to be the first line of defense. 5,000 people against divisions of Russian and East German troops. We were going to be a speed bump to Frankfurt. And we all knew that. But we trained hard every day, and we took care of one another. And we found out that through that service to one another, we could serve others. And we served our German community, we served our American community, and it led to some assignments that were just, I couldn't have even imagined or hoped to be in the positions that I was in. I wound up being the Sergeant Major of all of Army Public Affairs in the Pentagon. I could have never aspired to that position. But I was put there for some reason. And I will tell you today that there are other public affairs sergeant majors who I trained, who are still serving, who still talk to me about their service and about how they can get better, how they can better serve. Because they want peace. No one wants peace more than a soldier. You know, and so so the fact that we're now in a position that we recognize the importance of service to nation as a military member, to recognize our veterans and all the issues associated with coming out of a protected brotherhood, sisterhood of servants, and coming into a world that oftentimes devalues that service. But now we're at a point where we recognize that America would not be what it is today without people selflessly giving of their lives to allow us to live the way we do, to allow us to vote the way we do, to allow us to have the religions that we have, and to be free to worship the way we want to worship. So I thank you so much for this time to gather, to understand that there are so many millions of veterans out there who need your help, who need all of our help. And there's no one set way to help, to serve, but there are many opportunities that come in front of you each and every day where you can help someone who can then help someone else. And that's how America was built, people helping each other. And yeah, we had some missteps along the way, but you know, if you live in the past, you're doomed to not move, you know. And when you get stagnant, you know, you just become just I like to say, roadkill, because you're just there. You're not good for anything. You got to move. You got to move forward. Okay. And I'm so blessed to still be able to serve, to still be serving. I'm 68 years old now, and I just started a new career 3 years ago, and I am so very encouraged to be able to still contribute to our great country in ways that hopefully will help the next generation. And I mentioned that at breakfast that we have 25 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren, and so we do have our own army, but they remind me every day how important it is to help others, and so I don't, like I said, I'm not a preacher or a minister, but I live by the Word of God given to me through Jesus Christ. And that's how I run my life. And so I appreciate your reaching out and building bridges, because that's what it takes to run a country like this. And we need everyone on board to make it happen, to make it work. So I just appreciate this time. I appreciate you seeing that veterans are a viable part and an important part of our country, of our history. And we should be thankful for those who selflessly serve. So thank you for this time. I'm not gonna keep rambling on, but we're gonna be around for a couple of minutes, so I appreciate it. Paul, thank you so much for reaching out. Rosalie, thank you so much for everything, and we just pray that this is just a glorious day for each of you. Thank you.